Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. If you have experienced a divorce, life-altering situation, or a soul wake-up call and need direction, hope, and purpose, then isn't it time to take a look at what's important to you? Vicki has a unique program to assist you in overcoming roadblocks that can open up your path to being supported, safe, and successful. She utilizes energy clearing as well as intuitive consulting and coaching. The combination is powerful. There is hope in this world, and Vicki is with you as you rediscover your dreams, your goals, and connect with your angel teams. Tune in each Thursday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern to join in on discussions, live group coaching sessions, and inspirational guests from various walks of life. Vicki also brings gifts in from the angels and spiritual guides that may have a message for you. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy living your soul's journey. Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. We are in happy consciousness here in the mountains, and tonight it brings me great joy to have the founder of Spiritual Energy Dynamics on the show. Robert created this incredible energy program to help others become more empowered by introducing to everyone his advanced spiritual energy management system. He starts with the basics of spiritual hygiene, and this is a big part of the program. He's like an engineer as it relates to the many layers of the human and animate energy field. So welcome this evening, Robert Tum. How are you this evening, Robert?
I'm good, Vicki. So glad to be on this show with you, and very happy to join in this wonderful evening here in the mountains.
I know. Isn't it fabulous? Robert, I love your current role with your company as the technical support specialist for healers and energy workers. I mean, that is definitely your soul's journey at this time of your life, isn't it?
I think it is, Vicki. I seem to have attracted a base of folks that are, many of them are energy workers themselves that need some support themselves, and I find myself in that role quite a bit.
Well, I know that you've been on the show before, and I just want to share briefly that I went through a lot of training myself before I met you, and things were still just not in alignment to the goals and the dreams that I had. And you and I started working together back in 2011, and it was the actual program that you started me on, and I continue with that now, that really turned my life around. So for me to have you on the show is very powerful, because I know it works. And I feel that it is a time in our existence, in our consciousness on this earth, that we really need to know what you're doing and what you need to share. And so can you give us a brief, just how it all, I know this is your program, but how in the world did you end up getting to be able to create this incredible program for others?
Vicki, it didn't start out as a program for others, as many programs start out. It was intended for solving some of my own issues, some of my own problems, some of my own challenges and questions about spiritual growth and metaphysics. And so, you know, starting in the mid-80s, about that time frame, maybe before that, you know, I was searching for lots of answers to questions about spirituality and past lives. And as you know, back in those days, there wasn't all the material that there is today, lots of books and lots of programs out there today. But my goal was to find answers to some of those questions, but also figure out, you know, how to work on some of my own challenges as it relates to my, you know, personal self. For one thing, and I've shared this with you and others, that I had from an early age fought a panic disorder with great anxiety from the time I was about 8 years old. And the one thing that I didn't want to have to do was take any kind of medications or go the traditional route. So in my search for answers, that was one of the big things I was looking for, was you know, how do I find a solution to that? How can I learn to manage my own energies? How do I find those answers and validate those answers?
That's incredible. Well, you have to have had a pretty high consciousness yourself, Robert, to be able to have brought in that kind of information from the others, if you may, the other side, I always say. How did you, like, did you just meditate to get this data or work with, how did it all unfold for you?
It was over quite a few years, Vicki, but it started with learning basics on spiritual energies, learning about chakras, learning about, you know, energy balances overall, learning about the angels and the masters and all the basic things. But one of the key important points in my life was meeting my mentor, who was a channeler and a NASA engineer, deceased now, by the name of Claude Baldwin. And he was doing a lot of research on his own on trying to understand the human energy field, how it all fit together with, you know, not just the esoteric viewpoint, but a technical viewpoint, trying to figure out, you know, answers beyond the scope of what had been answered to that time. So as I got to know him and studied under him and learned from him, he taught me a system, and I've expanded that system of really mapping the human energy field and being able to quantify and measure what's going on with that energy field. What are some of the real yardsticks that we can look at to determine where we are in consciousness and spirituality? So by using those tools and using that system, I was able to solve a lot of misalignments and issues going on with my own energy field that eventually led to a solving of the problem, a stabilization of my energies, and some expansions in my consciousness that solve those problems.
I have found, Robert, in just my own journey, that when someone like yourself solves the problem, and I have to share this, this is not a program that you learn and then you have it for the rest of your life, never learning anymore, correct? I mean, there's always advancement, and it's that's just what I love about this. It's share that with us, that it's something that you learn, but yet you always learn more. And that's what I think is incredible. These programs that, and I'm not here to judge anything, but I have personally been through programs where you learn it step by step and that's it. There's no advancement. And that's what I love about spiritual energy dynamics, is that you're always expanding your consciousness.
Well, Vicki, like you know from your experience with this work, is that you don't have to stop doing what you're already doing. You know, this is a platform, kind of like a software platform on a computer, that's ever evolving. And the really neat thing that I see, and what's so unique about this system, is that it provides, you know, even though in a subjective world, is that we're able to get objective measurements on where we are. We can quantify, we can identify, we can validate, and it's experiential, of course, but the whole system is about validating, measuring, and then coming up with processes and systems that solve those problems that we're able to identify. And just like the software on your computer, the virus checks, those kind of things, they're getting expanded and evolving almost every day. The same is true with this material. We're continuing looking for new solutions to problems, because the old challenges evolve and morph into something more challenging as well. So we have to stay ahead of the game with the solutions. And that's why you have noticed over the years of working with me and being part of this, how we have to keep solving a different version of the old problem, you know, a more complex challenge, so to speak.
I understand. Let's say someone's listening tonight and they're a mom and they got a bunch of kids, a couple of kids, maybe even 10, maybe 5, or there's a secretary, or maybe there's a healer, an energy healer, or someone who does coaching, and they're sitting here wondering, well, can I do this? How do you explain to them that anyone can do this program?
Well, if anyone can do it, but like you know, Vicki, it takes a bit of work and a little dedication and some time as you learn it over an extended period. We have several moms within the program that have decided to, they've actually gained some very high levels of certification in this methodology, and it all started with me working on their children, and they're witnessing the results to the degree that they wanted to learn how to do it themselves so they could work with their children, work with themselves, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But it starts with baby steps. You got to learn the basics, and sometimes that means unlearning some of the things learned previously. Some of the old paradigms in metaphysics do get changed through some of these philosophies, because we're going in and actually working with tried and true processes, tried and true measurements, a whole diagram and a configuration of how the human energy field is laid out, and how do we work with that. So learning these tools, you know, involves work, doing things, learning spiritual hygiene habits that help expand one's own consciousness, where they gain the skills and the techniques and the knowledge to be able to eventually work on somebody else.
Okay. Now, why would someone need energy work, Robert?
Well, a basic illustration is a great question, because, Vicki, in my opinion, just about everybody needs energy work. I work on my energies throughout the day. Anybody that studied with me, you know, does the same thing, because we base it on the principle that our energies have to be clear before we work on anybody else. So, you know, just day-to-day interaction with people, our thoughts, watching the news, going to the mall, anything can get contamination within our energy field. So during the day, you know, I'm checking myself for chakra imbalances and all different types of influences, and that may get in my field and keep me from being my best. So the basic layout and of the configuration, Vicki, the concept I like to explain to people, it's much like a cell phone connection. When your energy gets degraded by even the smallest contaminants, your connection to your higher self, to your soul, whatever you want to call it, gets degraded. It's like being, you know, under a tin roof with your cell phone and wondering why you don't get the signal, or driving out in the mountains and the signal's bad. Well, what happens with our connection to our higher self, to the soul, to those higher aspects, as we get contaminants in our energy field, that connection degrades, and depending on how severe that contamination is, it can even shut down. So when we wonder why things are not flowing good around us, why our prayers aren't being answered, why our visualizations aren't manifesting, oftentimes it's because that connection can get so degraded, it's not going anywhere. No one is hearing. The divine sources are not as connected, and they can't hear you as clearly because of the garbage, you might say, in the energy field.
If I could, I'll give you an example that I was shared with me. It's like, okay, I'm a closing attorney, and I just say I had an upset at home. And so, or anywhere, even if I was driving to the closing and, or any appointment that anyone would go to, and there was a wreck or, you know, slow down in traffic. So you get an upset. Then you go to the closing or an appointment, and then you share that upset, even if you don't say anything. And then that person gets upset in their own way, and then they share it. So it goes, I mean, to me, that's how it can affect our lives every day. And 2 hours later, you're like, what happened to my day? I'm upset. I'm nervous. I don't feel good. And that's the way I explain it, too. Does that make sense the way I'm explaining it?
But it makes perfect sense, Vicki. You know, as you know from your work in this, too, there's many different ways that contaminants can get in our energy field. Some of them we attract ourselves through our own thoughts and feelings and fears and disruptions around us, getting upset about something. It opens up vulnerabilities in our field and allows things in, you know, no different than being vulnerable in the physical world to viruses and that. We can be vulnerable in the energetic world as well, not only through our own internal fears and thoughts, but if we go somewhere, travel, or interact with somebody that has really severe energetic contamination, real dark energies in their field, we can certainly be whacked by that stuff. We're very vulnerable to that. But if we don't have a solid, balanced energy field, our vulnerabilities are very much increased.
I want to share something because this happened the other day, Robert, and my daughter and I, of course, you know, my daughter she and I have worked on this, and it gets clearer at times, but the energy doesn't shift from where we are working. But I will share, there's a certain part of a walk that we take, and I share this so that people can understand what we're saying. There's this area that we walk in the country, in the mountains, and it is so freeing and so powerful. And then all of a sudden, we both stopped, and I felt this energy, because I'm sensitive to energies, and because I've been through your training. And all of a sudden, I said, we have to turn around. We did clearing on the situation. We're not going to just leave it there. But we did clearing, and then we turned around, and everything was fine again. But it can be that subtle and that quick.
Oh, it certainly can, and there's so many different sources of it, Vicki. Everything from geopathic energies, which have been studied for hundreds of years by the dowsers in Europe, and that the basically disease of the earth that is associated with underground stream ley lines and that sort of thing. But there's different types of portals. There's old generational energies that go back thousands of years. There may have been battlefield type energies, maybe something that was really unpleasant that happened, some kind of event, or somebody with a real chip on their shoulder leaving some bad vibes, almost yeah. like a curse type of thing. But it's all very real, and the more sensitive you are, the more you can feel it. But just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not there, and it doesn't mean it doesn't impact you with your energy field.
Now, one thing that you have done for me twice now, and when I move again, I will be calling you up. But this is one of the great gifts that you give to people in your services, is that when someone moves to a new house, even if they feel good about the house, there's this whole program that you do to heal the house and clear the house and the surrounding areas. And now you talked a little bit about it, but I want to share with people, even if they, because this is a great service that you provide, even if the house feels good to them, share what you can do to make that space. You touched on it just now too, but be, you know, what you can do in that service that you to help with people moving into a new area.
Well, Vicki, it goes hand in hand with the work on the people themselves to make sure that both their energies are clear and the property is clear. But when you move into a house, whether it's new or an older house, older houses are especially vulnerable because they may have the history of whatever's gone on there. For example, I worked on an old building in Montana somewhere that used to be a birthing house in the early 1900s. And the description of the stories that the lady that had moved in there would tell about the ghosts and the different feelings, the pain, the suffering, the fear. She described that. So just going in and clearing all those aspects out of their old records and patterns and energies, entities that hang out, not just ghosts and discarnates, but oftentimes it becomes like a big cesspool of energies, especially if there's some negative portals, if there's some geopathics around. And this stuff can even be off in the distance. I'm sometimes looking for discarnates dysfunctional energies, different forms of negative energies off in the distance, sometimes a couple miles, Vicki. If you have a negative vortex off in the distance a mile away and you're even on the edge of it, it can certainly impact your home. So by going in there and getting very specific as to how many, what different types, I'm looking for oftentimes hundreds of different types of unwanted energies and entities and different types of things that can be harmful to the human energy field, and getting specific with them as to what they are, how many there are. I bring in very specific protocols to heal and clear those, and then refill that space with all the beneficial energies that we can imagine, the love, wisdom, justice, freedom, equality, all those beautiful energies of the rainbow and the spectrum that we want to be living in.
good. That's great. Now, there are two definitions that I want to go back to just to make sure everybody knows what a discarnate is, so that they'll understand that word, discarnate.
Vicki, there are all types of different entities that come from typically the astral realm. It's a lower vibrational, non-physical realm. But ghosts and discarnates are basically human-type entities that have transitioned and they have not fully transitioned to where they're supposed to go. So oftentimes they're floating around in a ghost state, a discarnate state in the non-physical, and they get trapped into a confused point of consciousness with very scattered energies. And oftentimes they can be interfering to our energy field. Oftentimes they just want to be left alone, but they're not where they're supposed to be. They haven't completed the transition. And it's not uncommon for this to happen and for us to find these, as there are many reasons that these states of existence that come into being. You know, if people are shut down when they transition due to fears and substance abuse, drugs, these kind of things all shut down an energy field. And if somebody transitions when they're in that state, their energies float around in a state that is incomplete, very scattered, and can be a negative influence on those in the human realm as well.
Sort of like the ghost whisper, but not as exaggerated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it in a psychic mode. I don't go in and try to get the specifics. I just measure them and then bring in a very specific process to return them to where they're supposed to go. And the truth is, Vicki, a lot of the old ways of doing things metaphysically really don't work very well. They're, you know, you've heard of send them to the light and do these kind of things. Yeah. They're not very effective because of many reasons, but it takes very specific processes by people that are connected to some higher levels of consciousness in a very measurable, quantifiable way.
One of the processes that I love, or I shouldn't say a process, but, well, it is processes, but one of the aspects of your program that I really love is that you do change attunements, a consciousness, so that when I look back on when I first started the program with you back in 2011, and all I had an issue on was, if I recall correctly, was selling my house. It wasn't even about trying to get better in my life because I was in the process of doing that already, I thought. And when after you worked with me and started doing the program, it was so fascinating to see the incredible attunements and consciousness that I went through, which it became not even an issue about the house anymore. It's a process, though. It's something you have to be dedicated to. And I think that is what spirituality is all about. It's not just a little snap of the fingers and you're magically this perfect ascended master.
No, Vicki, this is one of the flaws in some of the traditional thinking, is that people do think they can take a class and learn a skill, and it's wonderful. I'm glad people do that. But to be the most effective that you can be in your own spiritual world, or if you're a healer or a practitioner, and it doesn't matter what the practice is. It doesn't matter whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist or a Reiki healer. It doesn't matter. You have to carry an acceptable level of consciousness for things to be even effective. And so within the configuration of our system here is we've isolated different layers and levels of higher vibration consciousness, which up until recently, say the last 20 years, humanity hasn't even tapped into at all. Even our great gurus and some of our higher masters have evolved to those levels as of the last 20 or 30 years, because it's something very new, very expanded in terms of consciousness that's measurable, by the way. This is the difference, too, is we can go in and define and measure the vibrations, measure these levels of consciousness, and validate it, and teach people how to validate it within themselves. And with each level, improves the effectivity of what they already do. If they're a Reiki master and they're doing it from a higher level of consciousness, their Reiki practice is going to be more powerful. Their work's going to be more effective.
Well, I did you know that when I came to you that I was a Reiki master? I had been through that program. I just did the program, and then that was what I did. Oh, but before we go on, I want to ask you about that too. The negative portal, I really want people to understand what a negative portal is, because those were those two terms that I wanted to clear up before we went on. A negative portal is compared to a positive portal.
Well, a negative portal is just a connection. It's kind of an interdimensional connection, Vicki. I mean, we have to look at metaphysics in a sense that the energies are not just outside of us and around us. They're part of us, and we're sharing dimensions with other various dimensions. Okay, that's the description. And sometimes portals get opened up that allow energies from other dimensions, entities from other dimensions, the astral realm, for example, to get into our dimension. They're not supposed to be here, but oftentimes they get in. Substance abuse, alcoholism, mental dysfunctions, all those kind of things can open up portals, but it's a portal way, a connection that allows aspects from other dimension into our field here. And that's what stirs up and causes a lot of problems. It snowballs into a deteriorating situation oftentimes for people who really are having those kind of difficulties with substance abuse and issues like that.
And you, thankfully, have, through spiritual energy dynamics, a process that can help with that.
Oh, absolutely. We have many protocols depending on what the condition is. And it's, again, like you know, it's not snap your fingers and everything's fixed. It's a process of healing, of extracting, healing, removing, aligning, restoring. And it goes, most of my programs last at least a week, to where we look for layers of influences, layers of interference, layers of damage to the energy field. And we work at, you know, a bit at a time to make sure that it's done in a way that the work itself doesn't upset the energy field. It takes some time. It's kind of like taking an herbal treatment. It's not, you know, there's really no energy work out there that snap your fingers and it's all done, in spite of what people may believe.
Well, how does spiritual energy dynamics differ from Reiki and other energy programs?
Well, most programs are working on the basic energy field, and that's why this is what's so unique about this system. It blends very nicely with other systems. It's like an operating system. So if you're a Reiki practitioner and you're doing really good Reiki work, if you incorporate it into some of the practical spiritual hygiene techniques and consciousness expansion techniques that we have, you can actually enhance your ability to do your Reiki treatments and also to take care of yourself along the way. But the difference is we're not just working on the basic energy field of the human, we're working into the potential of very high vibrational levels of consciousness and tapping into the resources and the energy vibrations at those levels that, you know, again, can be validated and measured, and people can work their way to those expanded levels and have access to some very effective ways of clearing and healing and expanded thoughts on things.
Well, one of the aspects of the program that I love is that there's checks and balances as to where your energy field is before and during and after the treatment. So you actually can, well, I know that you can feel it because can have experienced that, but you have this ability to check it, which I think is phenomenal.
Oh yeah, Vicki, I think that's critical. I mean, how many systems out there just, you know, allow you to jump into the system without really checking to see if you're ready for it? I mean, this is kind of like a lot of medical procedures in the sense that you go get a checkup and your doctor will tell you, yeah, before you're ready for this procedure, you have to do these things, you know. Well, we do the same thing. We make sure a person is ready. Everybody has their own unique configuration. It's not a competition. We're not comparing people, but everybody, we can go in and see who's ready for it. And then we implement processes based on what their readiness is. And we do it with the real key to this too, Vicki, is that we do it in a way that does not violate karma, manipulate, or violate free will. Because if any of our actions were to violate any of those principles, like in Star Trek, you call it the prime directive, we are not allowed to violate those conditions. The angels and masters are not allowed to violate it. And so if a situation comes along where a healing shouldn't happen, or there's a solution for the problem may not be in line with one's karma, then nothing happens. Most of the time there is some definite clearing and healing that takes place, but there are times where it would violate those conditions and nothing happens. So it's really crucial that people understand that.
Well, this, you have brought up an incredible subject, and that is about karma. Robert, there is so much discussion about karma. Well, if you do that to him, you're going to have bad karma. Or you can't do that because that's going to create bad karma. And one of the things that you taught me early on is that you, me, anyone else, we're not sitting here saying or have the ability, I don't even want to call it ability, but we should, is it really right for us to say you're going to have bad karma? I mean, talk to me about that, because well, you know, you hear that a lot.
Ridiculous, because it's not our call, Vicki.
Yeah. You know?
And we don't even know the divine ones have told me a number of occasions through various channelings that humans can't even understand karma, the real complexity of it. But here's a really cool thing. With accelerated ascension processes that we as SED do indeed have. We're not claiming we're the only ones that have this, but there's ways of healing and clearing karma. And if we can learn the lessons associated with what we're here to learn without experiencing it, we can bypass a lot of the karma that we've come here to learn. The part of that special dispensation that we're getting, part of the new age, for those that are on a course of personal growth and spiritual growth, no matter what the system, no matter what the religion, if you're on a path of serious spiritual growth, there's some dispensations being given that actually help you go get through the karma layers quicker. And you can, by just proving through your life, the way you carry your life, the way your belief system is, a lot of those lessons learned, you can get credits for that karma and you don't have to experience it. That's the experiential way is kind of the old paradigm of the way it used to be.
Now, that you mentioned paradigm, there are some older systems, and I know because I was a part of them, is that clearing out the subconscious mind can be, in some systems, very exhausting, very hard, and very draining. But yet when I worked initially and continuously and still am working with the spiritual energy dynamics, the clearing out of my subconscious mind is getting easier and easier, but it is not painful like some of the other programs. And I have to share that. I just have to share that because it is not one of those processes where you have to know that A, B, C was just released and therefore it's gone. You know, you don't have to know every specific item that was released. All you know is, whoa, that's gone type of thing.
Yeah, there are definitely accelerated healing processes built in that go in and work on the mental body, the emotional body, what I call records and patterns, which are really past life records of incidents and things that we've experienced and that have happened to us that may have programmed our subconscious or programmed what is, you know, being laid in front of us as a life challenge. But one thing I want to make sure that everybody understands is that it's really important to know that we have the responsibility to manage our subconscious ourselves. And there's various books out there that teach that, you know, from Eckhart Tolle to Joshua David Stone, a lot of great philosophers. And I agree with them totally that we have to do things to manage our subconscious as part of our spiritual growth. The masters and angels and the systems work with us in a direct correlation to our own efforts to heal ourselves and to move forward.
Well, you made a very, very beautiful comment there that it is our responsibility. And I think that's what's powerful, because it's in our world today, changing consciousness, which is a word that's used a lot, or changing attunement to a higher attunement does not just happen. We do work at it. We do have to keep our lifestyle in a form that as we're doing the energy work. Now, for me, energy work with you is just 24/7. If I have something occur at night, I wake up and do my processes in the middle of the night. If I am out, it doesn't matter. And I'm learning every day more and more about it. And I feel that you have come up with a management of our energies. And I think that in itself says so much, Robert, a management of our own energies.
Well, Vicki, what's really, I think, unique about it too, is exactly what you're saying. We can manage our own energies, but we can take a lot of the pressure off. We don't have to be perfect individuals. Doesn't mean we can't have a glass of wine once in a while, or doesn't mean we're not ever going to have some negative thoughts or opinions on things. We don't have to live on a monastery on a mountain somewhere and do spiritual processes, yoga or something, 24 hours a day. You know, we can be human beings, but yet know there's things that we can do to balance our energies, to keep trying, to keep doing the best that we can, but know that it really is a world of forgiveness. The divine ones forgive us very easily. Forgiving ourselves is a bigger challenge. But within this system is a method of expanding into higher consciousness as you're ready for it. And as that happens, our whole perception changes along the way. I think you've kind of articulated that, and how you've described your experiences with this program is that it is a consciousness expansion that just kind of happens along the way as we're doing the best we can to bring in great energies and be the best spiritual person with our own mindset and configuration and whatever system or combination of systems we want to use.
And I understand that 100%. I feel it's important to mention that this program of energy, clearing your energies, understanding your energies, managing your energies in our life, has nothing to do with what religion that you're in. I want people to understand that. I have done training with folks that are Methodist, that are Catholic, that are Episcopalian, that are Jewish. I've been in different groups along my training with you, and there are people of all kinds of religion. And it's not a religious practice. And I really want you to help us with that so that anyone listening will know, oh, well, gosh, I'm Catholic or maybe I'm Buddhist or something and I shouldn't be doing this. It might, you know, not be good, something.
Right. Well, Vicki, I mean, we all have a similar energy field with all the basic chakras and the emotional body and the mental body. And if we can just do some basic things to keep ourselves clear, I mean, a good example is just visualize some good protections around us that are bubble around us to help minimize what comes in, to do chakra cleansing processes, whether it's smudging or visualizations or chanting or music or sound. There's lots of great systems. All these things that we can do to keep our energy field clear is important, because the more we do it, the more it stays clear, unless we're influenced by some of the negative stuff around us. But it has to become a habit. It has to be done on a regular basis. Like I mentioned earlier, I clear my energies before each session with each client to make sure I don't pick up something from a previous client and then carry it over to my next client. And that involves a tremendous amount of things. It can be entities, it can be negative energies, it can be cursed type of negative energies, it can be blocks in the chakras, lots of different things that I don't want to carry over to my next client. And then teaching them and doing some coaching along the way, how they can do that themselves is very, very empowering.
And the one aspect of that that I had to teach my own daughter is that when we pick up things, whether she picks it up from me or Joe Blow or anybody, it's not that there's anything wrong with that person. It's not anything wrong with me or anybody else. It's just that we all live on this planet Earth. And I want people to know that just because we pick something up from someone does not make that person not good to be around. That's not what it's about. It's a deeper understanding of our world is made up of energy. So obviously we can have things happen. You go sit in a classroom in college and you're going to be like, have mercy on our souls, some of the things that could happen there. And yet it's a wonderful class. So I really want to make sure that people understand spiritual hygiene, I guess, because right. You have this incredible effective spiritual hygiene right. techniques.
Because somebody has some contamination in their field or is having a bad day because of some of the contamination doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means their energies have never been cleared. And, you know, anybody that's been around me knows that there's times I can get grumpy or get a headache or feel out of sorts, but I usually recognize it right away and take immediate action to clear whatever has happened to my energy field. And within just a couple minutes, I'm immediately feeling better, feeling in a better mood, feeling at that connection to a higher consciousness. And it's real important that everybody that's trying to expand their spiritual aspirations into higher consciousness learns the basics of spiritual hygiene. Then you can start learning how to grow into higher consciousness.
Now, there's an aspect of in coaching and counseling and in consulting in the spiritual world that people want to change the way they are behaving. Let's say that you are working with someone who marries the same type of person over and over again, or they get the same kind of job and they end up having the same thing happen. We call that healing records and patterns associated with each situation. Now, spiritual energy dynamics clears away these records and patterns. So talk to us about how that evolves. I know it's a process that we can't, you know, go into, you know, in a few minutes, but explain a little bit about how that can help people to shift their lives, to really change the direction of their life.
Well, Vicki, there's certain things that have happened to us in past lives or in this lifetime that have, you know, in put patterns, you may say. Let me give you an example. I talked earlier about my own anxiety and panic disorder. Well, some of the things I found out was past life issues, to where once I had been killed in a past life during a Civil War battle, and it was a sudden way I left my body. There was other karmic aspects from past lives that contributed to it that were part of the karmic healing and the patterns. But there was also patterns where just being in a fearful situation that go back, you know, many, many, many lifetimes, that if we go back, we don't necessarily have to know all the ins and outs about it, but if we can find that energy source of what lifetime it happened, we can bring in various healing processes and protocols to start healing those patterns and restructuring patterns into the future that are free from it. And it also, it goes hand in hand with a lot of sometimes traditional therapy, sometimes past life regression, but the pattern and record healing is a very important aspect of that to make sure we're not stepping in that same old pattern again.
Mm-hmm. I want to share something that this program helped me with, Robert. I had, long before I met you, I had this thought, and it would say, it's so clear to me. I would go up for years without being in a relationship or marriage, okay, or any kind of relationship. But then there would be this moment. And I would say to myself, I simply can't do this alone anymore. I need support, not just financial, not emotional, not spiritual. I just need support. I just can't do this alone anymore. And I'd go marry somebody. Within a couple of months, I'd be married. And I went through the program, and it took a short time in the scheme of life, I will say. It felt like an eternity. But in the scheme of life, it did not take long. And one day, as I was walking in the mountains of Georgia, it was like someone just opened the awareness. The attunement was high enough, and my spirituality was clear enough. And I said to myself, well, I'm never alone. I always have support. I have a whole team of angels and spiritual guides and archangels. I'm never alone. And from that moment on, and that's been years ago, Robert, I have never had the urge or even a moment when that thought ever came back again. And that's the power of this work.
Yeah, it's powerful. You can really shorten it. I mean, it truly is accelerated healing in the sense that, I mean, it doesn't take away our own responsibilities, Vicki. And, you know, like I talked about with karma, if we learn the lesson, well, what you're talking about is a good example of having to experience some karma, have some record and pattern healing, but also with consciousness expansion, you really got it through that different mindset based on true higher consciousness. You got it. You learned a lesson. Hey, lesson over. And so that's a really good example of how that works. It's we have our responsibilities, but by allowing consciousness to tap literally into higher vibrational qualities that are very measurable and there's a system that can get you there, it really works at speeding up the processes.
Well, it's powerful. I want to share something with everyone. And this is a good example of gifts that you can give people. When you think about, oh, wow, what am I going to give my family or a friend for Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, Easter, birthdays, graduation? I want to share something with you, Robert, that my daughter said as a gift to her and learning to manage your energies. I gave my daughter a choice. It really wasn't a choice in her world, but I'm trying to be a self-empowering mom. And there was this paraphernalia about graduation that was sent home. I would say everything from a plaque to I can't even begin to tell you all the paraphernalia for graduation that these kids are offered, okay? Because this is like a big thing. They're graduating from high school. It's like, well, let's remember this for life. And I looked at her kind of with a twinkle in my eye because I already knew her answer, but I gave her this choice. I said, now, you have a choice of all this graduation paraphernalia, or you can continue with your energy training with Robert's Spiritual Energy Dynamics team. And she laughed and she said, well, I don't think that's much of a choice, Mom. And I said, well, I'm just giving you your choice. She said, and these were her words. She said, Robert's work lasts lifetimes. And all that paraphernalia will go in a box and one day it'll be thrown away. So I said, good. So you don't even see it as a choice. And she said, no, not even thinking. And we laughed because I knew what she was going to say. But I just want to share that because there are beautiful gifts that people can give for the holidays of all through the year of your program to have them more. And I'm not trying to sell you. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to share the beauty of how life can be improved with spiritual energy dynamics because it's changed my life. So obviously I would want to share that with others. So you would accept that as a gift for somebody if they wanted it. There's your key, right?
That's exactly right. And that's a great story and quite a compliment. And I know she's practicing it now and doing very well with it. So that's great. But Vicki, the whole idea behind this, again, it wasn't designed to be broadcast out there. It just happened. It worked for me. Now many, many people over the years have used it. It's a very empowering tool that quantifies and validates and measures, and it can work to the degree of the effort, directly related to the efforts that somebody puts into it.
Yeah.
But again, it's not a competition. It's being empowered to know that, hey, nobody can fool you. You have ways of validating answers, confirming what other people tell you, checking, degrees of accuracy and integrity. It's a system based on becoming more and more empowered by being able to do that. And I think that's the best thing that anybody can learn from the basic aspects of spiritual energy dynamics.
Discernment, you know, that's we have about a few more minutes. I want to talk about how this program can help with discernment, because I think that was an area of my life that, well, I didn't have any. I had to look the word up because I don't even think I knew what it meant for like 50 years of my life. Discernment in relationships, discernment in choices, discernment in career. What does discernment mean to you?
Well, it's being able to isolate fact from fiction. It's being able to quantify. It's being able to validate claims. Somebody else may come along and tell you in a regression that you were King Louis the Fifth or something, and you have ways of validating. Is it true? Is it a story? I mean, one of the things that we could make a do a whole show on this, Vicki, but in the world of channeling, there's a lot of misperceptions and misinformation because of people actually tapping into lower astral realms that can say whatever they want. People claiming to channel all types of beings. Through this discernment, we can find out how true it is. I hold people accountable when they're working with me to check me for it, to validate and discern and make sure what I'm telling them is accurate. If I tell you something in a class, validate it, double check it, make sure it works. The system is all part of the teachings of level one.
Whoa. You know what? Let's do that in the early part of 2019. Let's do a, you can name the show for me about the channeling, because I will say that I have been given through the years, long, many years, people that channel. And I have thought to them, I mean, I almost got sick from them. I mean, I would have to walk out of the room. I had other people that would walk out of the room because the information in there was so upsetting. And I'm like, whoa. And this was before you. So I didn't have any way of knowing what to do with it. And most people obviously wouldn't know. Oh, my goodness. Well, it came from a channel, so it has to be accurate.
Let's do a whole show on that, Vicki, because the real trap is the stuff that sounds real good and is not. You know, but listen, just to let people know too, you know, we've got a class coming up here in Asheville, the 28th and 30th of October, a level one, level two, 3-day class, and people can get on my website and find it if anybody's interested in getting started with this. And we'd be glad to answer any questions if somebody wants to contact us through that, the website, and that's www.sed4u.com.
Now, SED4, the number four. So it's SED4, the number four, U, as just the letter U. So, .com. And people can always come to the show as well and send me an email or something if you forgot it or you're in the car and you can't write it. But it's coming up soon, so you need to sign up for it if you can. And there are lots of places to stay in Asheville, and it's so gorgeous at this time of year. Y'all picked a beautiful time of year to do this training. It's wonderful. So that'll be absolutely fabulous. And I just want to thank you, Robert, for being on the show and sharing yourself and what you do. And it sounds like a journey that you've been through, and it's just a powerful journey. And I'm just so grateful that you were willing to come on.
Well, I appreciate that, Vicki. And I want to say that I'm very excited that you've got your show going again. You're a wonderful host, and you've got great wisdom and experience and lots of reasons people need to connect with you and work with you as well. So it's great having this connection with you and sending you a big hug, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you so much. And y'all remember now to just search out this, find it out for yourself, this incredible energy program. I don't make promises. I would never do that. That's not what I'm here for. Everybody has their free will, and it's powerful to have that free will. And if you are any stage of your spirituality, if you're just beginning, this is a great time to begin with spiritual energy dynamics. And if you're a trained healer, right, Robert? It's a great time then too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to take it to a whole new level, a whole new potential of expanded consciousness that you've never even imagined.
Well, I didn't even start your program until I had a PhD in transpersonal psychology. I didn't even start it. Yeah. So I could have had the attitude, well, I know everything. I don't really need anything. But I was like, as soon as I finished, I was like, uh-oh, there's more. There's got to be more. It's got to be more. And there you walked in out of nowhere. Not really, but yeah. It was like that's synergy. It's what I call spiritual synergy. But anyway, Robert, thank you. Anything else you want to say before we end tonight?
Just thank you again, Vicki. I appreciate you having me on. I enjoyed this very much and appreciate all the listeners that have tuned in. And if you have any questions, I'm easy to find and get a hold of. So thank you.
Awesome. And thank you all for listening to Living Your Soul's Journey this evening. Have a wonderful evening and enjoy life. Enjoy your soul's journey. Good night. Hi, I'm Vicki with Living Your Soul's Journey. If you are ready to move forward with purpose and direction in your life, then contact my virtual home at VickiFord.com. for special course information and programs set up just for you. Be sure to listen in to Living Your Soul's Journey each Thursday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Ready to live life? Really live life? If you have experienced a slump period in your life or have had a soul wake-up call, then there is hope to move forward. Contact Vicki at VickiFord.com and check out the programs, courses, and readings available for you. And be sure and listen in to Living Your Soul's Journey on BBS Radio Station 1. Thank you for listening in to Living Your Soul's Journey. Be sure and visit Vicki in her virtual home at VickiFord.com to learn more about you and how to overcome roadblocks in your path. Until next week, be in gratitude and thank you for tuning in to Living Your Soul's Journey.